telling you, I'm still not fully certain. I have any clue on who Mike Jones is. News out of the NBA concerning a local product. The Detroit Pistons have signed Treshawn Thurman. Big Therm, who started Omaha Central, began his career as a Maverick, playing for UNO, and then transferred to the University of Nevada to play his final season. He has been signed by the Detroit Pistons. So how about that? On the current Detroit Piston roster, you have two OPS products.
That's awesome.
You have Khyree Thomas, who will be beginning his second year out of Benson and Creighton, and now Treshawn Thurman out of Central and UNO and UNR. So he is they waived guard Craig Sword and they have added Treshawn Thurman. All right, do I even read some of these tweets?
Go ahead.
So everybody's just said, "Hey, I thought you were joking." I have no idea who Mike Jones is. Absolutely no idea. Michael said that Michael disagrees with Twitty. He says Nelly is terrible in concert. He just yells off key and his buddies sing along. Michael, though, does add, he goes, and I love Nelly. He said, but it crushed the 18-year-old me how bad he was.
That's fair, Michael.
Maybe for the haunted house question today, Nelly, Band-Aid or no Band-Aid?
Band-Aid, Nelly. All the way.
I'm guessing some of the stuff I'm getting hit with is songs by Mike Jones.
What are some of the songs?
Or his phone number.
You got a couple of those in there?
281-330-8004.
Yep, that's it.
Okay. Is that part of the song?
Yep.
How's that go?
281-330-8004. Hit Mike Jones up on the low because Mike Jones about to blow. Ooh, not even, no lyrics in front of me, nothing.
How many people do you think have called that number?
Like, way too many, to the point where I can tell you right now he does not have that number anymore.
All right, Dirk Chatelain is coming up here in a little bit from the Omaha World Herald. Patrick Mahomes is good. He'll be out for 3 weeks. However, the Chiefs' upcoming schedule has them at home against the Packers, at home against the Vikings, and then they play Tennessee. They also have the Chargers in the mix. Their bye week is not until late next month. But they do have 10 days off between last night and Green Bay, which is the Sunday night primetime game, so to get Matt Moore up to speed. But the defense, like in a year in the NFL where it has been crazy and it's, you know, man-up league, but it's the year of the backup where Big Ben has gone down, Nick Foles has gone down. You now have Patrick Mahomes going down but not out for the season. Drew Brees has gone down. Cam Newton has gone down. And there's been crazy things that have happened in the NFL. The way the Chiefs' defense, regardless of how porous the Broncos' offense is, the way the Chiefs' defense played last night might be one of the crazier things that has happened in the NFL this year. Mahomes goes out, and the Chiefs outscored Denver 20-0. But that Chiefs' defense had been brutal the last couple of weeks, and they all of a sudden changed quickly where they were swarming to the ball, they had better tackling. Still can't fix the one issue that plagues them, and that is the penalties. But they played well defensively. The AFC is wide open minus New England at the top. And all that matters is to get in a bye, but to get Mahomes back in probably about a month. And will he wear a brace? What will go on there? Will he need surgery in the offseason? All that matters is there was no ligament damage, and the best-case scenario happened. And so Matt Moore, who is a I guess one of the more ideal backups, will be in the Andy Reid system, which backups like Detmer and Feely and Foles have all been pretty good. Would it be bad for me to ask, because this was the bigger question going into last night, okay, so now we know about the kneecap. What about the ankle there, Patrick? Which was affecting him more than anybody wanted to, you know, lead on. Now he's got additional weeks to rest that ankle as well. I don't know with the offensive line in Denver if Joe Flacco will survive the season. That's a bad offense. I mean, it's a bad enough offense that is an infected Noah Fant who can't catch a ball. And the free passes in Denver might be over for John Elway. I mean, fans were booing. You got the face of the franchise. You got Peyton Manning, who is at the game, yucking it up with Troy Aikman, and then Troy Aikman on the Fox broadcast crushes that offense. And then a defense, which has helped you through 2 weeks, sees the Chiefs score 30. Oh, by the way, did I mention one of the most head-scratching fake punt, try and pull it off, things that the Broncos did last night, is Von Miller doesn't show up in any of the stats. None of the stats. Kansas City offensive line, which is missing a tackle in Eric Fisher, who's been out for a while, Von Miller doesn't show up at all. And how long does Flacco last? And then to decide who gets to pick the next quarterback of the Broncos, is John Elway the guy that gets to do it? Man, that's a tricky situation because he's the face of your franchise. He is tied to your franchise. When I think of the Broncos, I think of John Elway. But that franchise should not be 2-5 and look that bad on offense and should not have people pouring out of their stadium. I mean, that's a diehard fan base. I mean, that's a rival, but I have respect for the Bronco fans who, just like Chief fans, live and die with their team. But they were exiting last night booing. That was a bad look. And they got beat by a team that had lost their quarterback. Lost their face of the franchise and still outscored them 20-0. And Broncos had no shot. When it was 26, that game was over. That game was over. All I was doing is searching more WebMD sites to find out about a patella dislocation. All right, Dirk Chatelain from the World Herald is coming up next. Sharp Show ticket drop 1:30. It's your final chance to win tickets to the Haunted House at Mall of the Bluffs, which Twitty gave a resounding thumbs up to. Also, I want to give a shout-out because they will play here before our show is off the air. They will start out in Hastings in the state softball. Papillion La Vista, who will play for the final. There has never been in Class A softball in this state a team that has finished the year unbeaten. Papillion La Vista, Todd Peterson, their head coach, they have a chance to do it. They also have a chance to do it with a program that produced the greatest softball player in the history of the state of Nebraska, and Peaches James. From Papillion La Vista, who starred in high school and was even better in college at Nebraska. Wonderful person. Unhittable. Jordan Ball, who is going to Oklahoma, was originally going to go to Nebraska, decommitted, and then is headed to the great program in Norman, has thrown 3 no-hitters in the state softball tournament. Yeah, she's the real deal. So I want to give a shout-out there to Papillion La Vista softball, which... You know, I mean, the afternoon guys probably all spend a lot of time talking about girls' high school softball. All right, 12:53. Dirk is next. Plus, I got some thoughts on tonight possibly being the last night for the Yankees with Justin Verlander on the mound and stealing signs. Yankees say that the Astros or they're stealing signs, but isn't that part of all part of the game to get an advantage as long as it's not anything electric, no cameras? I think it is. I mean, we did it. We did it when I was a little kid. You're on second base. If you waved your right arm, the catcher was set up inside. If you waved your left arm, the catcher was set up outside. Yeah. Urbandale Little League Majors, very similar to American League Championship Series. Yeah, I can see it. I mean, who didn't do that? Yeah. There's teams that have a bullpen guy that's what they do. There's a guy in the bullpen that is honing in on your third base coach or signs and trying to pick him up. It happens all the time. I mean, it happens in football. Everybody's paranoid, though. Everybody talks now with their hand over their mouth. Or, like most recently, Northwestern. In Nebraska Northwestern a couple weeks ago, Northwestern signaling signs from the sidelines, and they're holding up big, like, drapes because they're on the sideline that with their back to the press box. And they don't want people up in the press box being able to look down and see what signs they're signaling in. Yeah, everything is paranoia now. All right, Dirk is next. It's the Gary Sharp Show on Football Friday Fiesta on 1620 The Zone.